prostate health.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into hour number three, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Nico in Illinois. Nico, you're back on Free Talk Live. You had some questions or issues about arbitration. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, because you guys were talking about, you know, pretty much no government, and I agree.
Well, I think Wayne's still kind of a small government guy, though. Moments before the hour started here, he did slip in a little comment about how he's progressing away from it.
Yeah, I mentioned that as every day goes on, I start to see the fallacy in my thinking.
About supporting minarchy?
Well, you let's just say we had minarchy today. It would be great. You know, it would be much better than what we have now. But how long would it take to get back to where it is today? That's the question.
It is a good question.
There have been many civilizations and empires which have lasted much longer than the United States has, who ended up being oppressive. I mean, 200 and some odd years that the United States has been in existence is not that long historically.
And they really started oppressing people not too long after it was formed. I mean, it didn't get real big real quick necessarily, but there's always oppression whenever there's government because someone has to be targeted to be the source of the funds.
That's right. Remember the slaves?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nico. You still there? Nico? Going once? Going twice? Okay. Well, he should call back because we didn't hang up on him. Let's go to the amp lines. Unscreened. You're on Free Talk Live.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Hello, Gene. What's on your mind tonight?
Anarchy.
What a shock.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. Okay, yeah, I'm glad to see that Larkin is on the anarchy bandwagon. And, you know, I went around and around with, not so much with Larkin, but with his arch nemesis, Irwin Schiff, because Schiff and Larkin kind of had opposing views regarding how to overcome the tyranny that's called the income tax.
And it looks like they both went to jail for their opposing views, so apparently neither of them was right.
And I'm terribly sorry to see that either one of them went to jail, and Irwin is just a real nice, gentle old guy, and it's a shame that tyrants would take a guy like him and lock him up in a cell.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, I wanted to discuss what he said about anarchy, because I've got this actually written on my blog spot, but the thing is that not only is anarchy the natural order and the way things should be, anarchy is the way things are.
It's
People
true.
People don't quite see that.
Can you explain that, Gene?
Sure, and Larkin did touch on that as well. But anarchy is the way things are because in reality there is no government and there is no authority.
All there is people calling themselves government who are willing to wield force over innocent people, right?
All there are men with guns. And mm-hmm. he even made a reference to the religion of government, which I call the cult members. I call people that believe in government cult members, and at times I interact with these cult members as an undercover cult member myself, because I realize that you have to deal with these people sometimes on their own level. So, you know, I realize myself that it's just a cult, but sometimes I have to participate in it.
Right, well, because the cult belief system is so widespread, it's impossible to avoid this particular cult. If you want to avoid Scientologists, that's not a problem. If you want to avoid Catholics, no, it's not so big of a deal. You just don't go to their churches. But the government people, they insist upon inserting themselves in every possible facet of our lives.
Well, and not every cult member is ready to hear the truth yet. A lot of cult members, if you try to expose the cult in front of them, they get defensive and they get violent and they don't want to hear what you have to say. So mm-hmm. sometimes it's better to feed it to them a little bit at a time, a little spoon here and a little spoon there, and say, well, you know, what about this or what about that? And you try and get into them a little bit at a time, and then they eventually get through, just like Larkin eventually crossed over. I eventually crossed over, you know.
So did I. It took a while, but, yeah. We all made it here, those of us who are here.
And I noticed Mark is getting closer. That one time he sure sounded like an anarchist that one weekend. He was riling about how they don't have legitimate authority. And that's man.
Well, Mark spent the entire winter, Gene, you have to understand that his circumstance. He was building his house here in New Hampshire, and he spent the entire winter building his home, you know, full 5 to 8 hour long days. He spent out with very principled free marketeer, anarchist, anarcho-capitalist, whatever you want to call them. Russell Canning and Lauren Canario's husband were both helping him with his house. So, I mean, he was around those guys for hours and hours at a time. It's bound to rub off because it's such a sensible philosophy. It makes so much sense. It's the only one that really cares about the freedom of the individual.
And the other thing about anarchy being the reality is everybody has a law written in their own hearts that they follow. They follow what they want to follow. You know, I decide to be a Christian, for instance. I want to follow the Christian life. Therefore, that's my decision, and it's ultimately me who agrees to which laws I'm going to follow. And that's true with every man, woman, and child on this planet. We all decide what we want to follow. If I don't want to stop at this stop sign that I'm about to drive up onto, and I can pretty much guarantee you I won't stop at it, that's my decision because I think that's a stupid law. And the only time I stop is when there's a cult member sitting nearby or if there's traffic.
A cult member. I was going to say, Gene, you come to a stop sign.
Well, we got a problem with Gene's line. I'm going to put him on hold. Okay. Go ahead, Wayne.
So you come to a stop sign, and there's nobody coming. Clearly, you look both ways, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And there's a cop way up the road watching or something. You know, it's silly. I'm wasting gasoline. I'm wasting my brakes.
Yep.
I'm wasting resources stopping.
You are an adult, and you can make decisions for yourself as far as what is safe and what is not. You do it every single moment you're on the road. There's no reason why, in case you got the whim, you couldn't just whip your wheel into the opposing lane of traffic and cause some sort of horrific accident. But you don't, because you've got self-preservation in mind, and you want to get from point A to point B safely. That doesn't change just because you're coming up to an intersection. Your ability to ascertain the situation doesn't change. You can see if you're safe or not. I'll stop at a stop sign if there's, like, shrubbery around. I can't see around. I don't know if there's someone coming. But if I can see the other directions and there's nobody there, who cares? It's just, you know, the people that believe in those laws are just the worst of the worst. The most authoritarian, obedient, pathetic people. I was turning right here in Keene recently, and there's this intersection where five roads intersect, kind of like the spokes of a wheel. And one of them, there's a big sign that says, no right turn on red. Well, it was Sunday, here in Keene on Sunday, not too many people on the roads. There wasn't very many people on the roads, and the lights were red on the other side, so no one was going. And I could just, you know, go right on ahead. There were a couple people that were crossing the road with their bicycles, and they're decked out in the bike helmets, and they also went so far as to have reflective vests on, so like maximum safety people, right? I waited for them to cross in front of me and then started pulling out. Mind you, my light was still red, and this woman took note of that. She yelled at me, Wayne, as I was driving by completely safely. I didn't put them in any danger, but she yelled, "The stoplight's red!" Oh, okay. You know, I just waved and smiled as I went by. What else can you do with somebody like that? Somebody like that is always going to be adhering to every single rule they can possibly adhere to. And if they see you not adhering to those rules, that's the kind of person that calls and snitches you out. They're disgusting. They're despicable. And just because you yell at me doesn't make me want to stop at the stoplight next time. I'll tell you that. If she had a legitimate point, well, then that would be one thing. Like, you almost hit some children, but I didn't. I didn't put anybody in danger whatsoever because I'm a big boy, and I can make decisions for myself.
But you are following the rules, and I have to, and I always do.
Yeah, let's continue with the calls. Nico's back in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Sorry about that. My cell phone dropped, so I'm
That's
back
right.
on a landline.
What's on your mind now?
About the arbitration, I agree that there should be some kind of private court system, but how are you going to choose in a case which arbitrator you go to, and how
Easy. We'll talk about it. Hang on. You get to hang through another one here because you phone call disconnected. Anyway, more with Nico. We'll talk arbitration. And you can take control of the airwaves. Chime in. What's your answer for Nico? You're welcome to jump into the conversation here as well. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 5th, 2008. Gold, 875 70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 901.37, 444.05 for half, 222.03 for quarter. That's 901.37, 444.05, and 222.03. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. Bring up whatever you want. At 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with a whole bunch of people. Over 2,000 people are there, and over 350,000 posts await for you to read them at your leisure. You can talk about various different things, from serious issues to fun stuff, and you'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InnerKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's InnerKnobs.com, InnerKnobs.com. InnerKnobs.com. We go back to Nico, who is hopefully still hanging on in Illinois. Nico, you're back with questions about private arbitration in a free marketplace absent government, the government judicial system. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm still here this time. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Basically, my point is, in a private system, how are you going to decide as the defendant, you know, and the prosecutor, which arbitration system you go to? And then once a case is decided, how is that case going to be enforced? I mean, I can see as a company ruining the reputation, but as an individual consumer, how does that work?
Good questions. Okay, first off, most people will hopefully, when they get into a contract, whether it be to rent a house or a work contract or, you know, buying a cell phone, whatever it is that agreement that you're entering into, odds are good there's going to be an arbitration provision in there, in that you know in advance, because you've had experience with contracts, that not everybody always honors their word. So you want to make sure you're protected from that. And so what you can do is you specify in the contract in advance who your chosen arbitrator is. Now, hopefully you'll be able to agree on which arbitrator to use with the other party to the contract. In the event that you cannot, then there's a solution there. You pick your arbitrator, they pick theirs, and the two arbitrators then agree on a third arbitrator. Now, that obviously triples the cost, so hopefully you'll have a financial incentive to come to an agreement in the first place. But there are workarounds for all of the objections you can possibly think of in the market based system. So you specify in advance in your contract who the arbitrator is to be. In fact, you can specify multiple arbitrators, in that you could have appeal court arbitrators, basically, where if you didn't like the ruling of the first arbitrator, you could then take it up to the next arbitrator. Again, increasing the cost. And remember, the person who loses in arbitration pays the cost of the arbitration and whatever fees are necessary.
Well, what means will you get to have them pay for it if they refuse?
Well, certainly, you can't get blood out of a stone, Wayne. So, I mean, if they don't have any money, then what can you do about that, right? Well, Nico did mention reputation ratings, and I think that would be a critical factor to have something like that around. And we certainly can handle it with the information society we have today. In fact, the ideas have been around for a long time. The credit card companies have something similar going on called credit rating.
Yeah.
It's not quite as comprehensive. It's not exactly what I'm describing, but it's an example that you can look to get some idea of what a reputation rating might be, to where basically when you go to arbitration in advance, you are agreeing to the ruling of the arbitrator. So when you sign that contract, you agreed to be bound by whatever the arbitrator decided. So if you don't honor your agreement, the contract that you signed, then your reputation gets dinged. It gets hurt. And depending on how big the offense is, will be how big your reputation gets hit. And, you know, you could certainly build your reputation back up. You could turn your life around, as our co-host Mark has turned his life around and has made good. He certainly hasn't paid restitution, but that's not the system that we're under right now. Anyway, so you go into to the arbitrator, and they make a decision. If you don't abide by it, and you've got no appeals, then you're in trouble at that point. And then if your reputation gets dinged, when you try to go get into another contract, whoever's looking into getting into that contract with you is going to run a check on your reputation rating, if they're smart.
I can see with contracts, but, like, if you, break into somebody's house or something like that, how is that going to be solved?
Good question. By the way, I'd like to recommend a book. It's called The Market for Liberty, and you can go to book.freetalklive.com to download a copy of it. You can listen to it. You can read it via PDF form, and it's free. It talks about all this stuff in great detail, and it's excellent. But to answer your question, because it's a valid one, you can't possibly have contracts with everyone if someone breaks in and steals some stuff from your house. then you've got a bit of a difficult situation. There are two ways you can kind of approach this. Number one, you can have insurance. You can have theft, you know, essentially protection, theft protection, property protection. Some sort of insurance company will be out there to offer you essentially a protection on whether or not you get if you get stolen from. So if somebody steals your stuff, you call the insurance company. They send out an investigator. They check it out. They want to make sure that, first of all, you aren't scamming them, I'm sure. And that's one of the things they're going to look for. But they're also going to try to find out who the culprit is. And they're going to pay you. You're insured, right? So there's a certain value on the stuff that's in your house, stuff that you own. You buy that insurance in advance, and so they come in, they investigate, you make your claim, they pay your claim, and then by right of subrogation, it's the insurance company at that point that gets to go after the criminal. You don't have to deal with any of it. So if you've contracted in advance with an insurer and someone steals your stuff, you get paid right off the bat, and the insurance company goes after the criminal. So you don't have to deal with any of the hassles of trying to figure out who the person is or any of that. It's in the insurance company's ballpark, and that's their business. So you wouldn't have to worry about it. That's one option. The other option is you don't have insurance. Then things are a little tougher. I mean, first of all, insurance in a free market society isn't going to be expensive because there won't be a lot of crime, because there won't be these arbitrary government prohibitions like the war on drugs, which creates a lot of crime. So violent crime and property crimes would be down dramatically. So insurance companies won't have to pay out very often, which means that there's a tremendous margin that they can make, and therefore they can charge very, very low rates for this sort of insurance. So you'd be insane to not buy this kind of protection. But if you didn't, and there will be people who don't, and you get stolen from, well, the question becomes, what do you do then? Well, you can hire after the fact if it's worth it to you. I mean, if it's just a bicycle, you know, I don't know how much it's going to be worth hiring a private investigator to find out who the, you know, the culprit was, presuming that they even find out who it is. Then you'd have to pay the arbitrators, you know, essentially to take your case at that point, or find someone who's going to take your case pro bono or something like that. You've really got a lot of footwork to do, essentially. You've got to find someone to solve the case. You've got to figure out how to get the case into the arbitrators and pay for whatever you need to pay for up front so you can possibly get reimbursed down the line if you win the case. So there's a lot of extra stuff that you'd have to do if you didn't have any of the insurance. But it would all be doable. Now, you might ask yourself, well, let's presume that you find the bike thief. Okay, and it's pretty difficult to do that, but let's presume that he is found. Well, how are you going to get him to agree to come to the arbitrator with you? He doesn't want to come to arbitration. Exactly. Well, the fact is, if the arbitrator is legitimate, if the arbitrator has reputation, and that's what arbitrators are going to want to build. They're going to want to build reputation in their communities so people know they're honest and people know they're fair, unlike government courts who don't care about that stuff, and people know they're quick. If you're not agreeing to go to the arbitrator that you've chosen, and that person doesn't want to choose their own arbitrator to defend themselves, then they're admitting by default that they've done something, and their reputation gets dinged. If you got more questions, hang on. More with Nico. It's Free Talk Live.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-908-3949. Again, that's 1-800-908-3949. 1-800-908-3949.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo and proving they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Shrine. freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I, 800-259-9231, talking about private arbitration in a free marketplace, shifting away from the government monopoly courts that we have today. They claim that they're in favor of a speedy trial, but we all know that's nonsense. And government courts are no way beholden to consumer demand. They don't have to make anybody happy. They can make whatever arbitrary decisions they want to make, and they suffer no market-based consequences for it. So shifting to market-based arbitration to replace government courts will actually result in people getting real justice for the very first time, wherein the participants in the trial, whoever loses, will have to pay the costs, and not everybody in society. And if somebody is going to prison, if somebody's particularly dangerous and they have to be taken out of society, then they're going to have to keep their own selves alive. The prison business will have to figure out a way to keep itself profitable, and the prisoners, provided they want, a comfortable place to sleep, will have to probably work for that. I don't know exactly how it would all play out, because I'm not going to be the person running that particular industry, the people in search of profit will figure all that stuff out. But I know that I won't have to be charged for it anymore. I won't have to be paying to put people in jail cells that I've never met or that I wouldn't necessarily agree having them put in jail cells. So we go back to Nico in Illinois. If you have any other thoughts, Nico, go ahead.
Yeah, going off the whole jail thing, I can see in most cases where, yeah, you can get restitution or get money for certain things that happen. But, I mean, there are times where, you know, there's a dangerous person on the loose or something like that, and they have to be put in jail just simply because they're just too dangerous to be on the streets. How do you go about kidnapping somebody and putting him in jail?
Well, first things first, you better have a real good case. If you're going to go and take someone's freedom away from them, you as the bounty hunter or the insurance company or the private investigator, whoever would be going to arrest that person, you better have an ironclad case. It's not going to be the government's rules anymore where just, you know, some slipshod investigation will get rubber stamped by a judge and the guy will go into a prison cell, which of course has resulted in all kinds of innocent people being put behind bars. We've had over 100 people, I think it's more like 170 people in the past few decades, been released from death row because they were wrongfully convicted. So the standards will be set higher. The bar will be raised. The level of evidence necessary to take away someone's freedom is pretty high in the free market society. So you better have an open and shut, ironclad case before you take away someone's freedom. If that's the case, if you do have an ironclad case, that person will, you know, they'll challenge it, and you'll prove that you're correct and that this person's a menace to society and that they should be kept out of society. And then, you know, theoretically, that person would spend some time in a jail cell as a result of that. But if you're wrong, Nico, if you've got the wrong guy or you've cut some corners in your investigation or whatever the reason is, you picked up the wrong person and you can't prove your case, then your reputation is on the line. Your reputation as an honest stand-up person, as a business owner that people are to go to if they have a problem, your reputation will be in question because you're putting everyone in jeopardy. If you put an innocent man in prison, you're done for. So you better get it right 100% of the time if you're going to go around doing that stuff.
Well, if you lose, couldn't that person get you back for kidnapping him?
You're damn right they could. Yeah, you could end up in some serious stuff. So that's why you have to be extra careful. And so that level of care, that level of caution doesn't exist today with the government court system, and it would be so imperative in the free market environment.
Okay, I actually understand now. It was kind of confusing before, and I wanted to explain people because I really don't believe there should be any form of government, and it was hard because I wasn't sure exactly.
It's the tough issue. I have to tell you, it's a tough issue. I had to read that segment in The Market for Liberty a couple of times before I really started to crank through it. I really started to understand it because it's so different from our current system that we have today. It's hard to envision something else because we're told when we grow up, we're told this is the best country in the world. Our system's the best system in the whole world. Maybe that's true. I don't know.
Used to be.
Maybe. I don't. Maybe it still is true. I don't know. I'm not going to bother spending the time to research that claim. But I do know it can be better than it is, and that's what the marketplace would allow for because of competition. Because you allow competition to enter into the justice marketplace, then people finally start getting the justice that they deserve for the first time ever. And victims don't have to be victimized twice. That's one of the worst parts about today's system, is that when someone gets hurt, then they go to court, presuming they have the right person, that person gets punished. They get sent to a jail cell, and the individual who was originally hurt by the criminal then gets victimized a second time by the government criminals that force them to pay to put their original victimizer behind bars.
Yeah.
So it's a sick system that we have today, and it needs to change, and I'm glad you understand better now. And again, go to book.freetalklive.com.
And I have it downloading now.
Very good, sir. Thank you for the call, Nico. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's the Market for Liberty. Free audiobook. I actually read the audiobook, so it's my voice, and I had permission from the owners of the book, Laissez-Faire Books. They said, A-okay, let's do this, get it out there, because it's such an important idea, the free marketplace, and it's there aren't that many advocates out there for it. So it's good to get a book like that out there into people's hands, into people's ears, to where they can start hearing these ideas, absorbing them, looking at them, analyzing them, making sure they agree with them, absorbing them, and then communicating them to others. That way it's not just Free Talk Live that's the lone voice out in the wilderness, that there are many people who believe in the free marketplace and the rights of the individual out there communicating these things.
I think there's a growing number of validative people and sites out there. It just seems like I'm hearing about this stuff more and more. Even sometimes in the mainstream media, I'm starting to hear people talk about it.
Private justice?
Oh, all these things we talk about on Free Talk Live are starting to bubble up in places I would never have expected.
That's good to hear, Wayne. I've never heard anyone talking about private justice anywhere else, but maybe that's coming. Maybe people will start to discuss these things. Certainly, I've heard secession more now. I've heard secession here and there and other places I hadn't necessarily seen them discussed before, and it seems like that's such a pressing issue for America, that this federal government, we need to throw them off our backs. I mean, the D.C. government setting up checkpoints in D.C., we spent the entire first hour talking about that. I mean, hello, McFly, what else do you need to see? What else is it that would convince you that we're living in a police state? And if you've been convinced that we live in a police state, what's it going to take to get you to do something about it? To get off your duff, as our caller earlier suggested, and take action. What is it that's going to convince you? What's your criteria, your onus for criteria? What is it? Or onus of criteria. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. John is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, John.
Hey, John.
John, going once.
Hello?
Hello, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan of Alex Jones, and he's been talking about the food crisis that's going on. It's starting to be more prevalent worldwide. And I had a question. My first question is, it's kind of a three-part question, is A, there's environmental factors, and I know that he's suggested that there's also man-made factors that they're intentionally causing some of the famine that's going on, you know, by hoarding it up and buying it on the stock market.
Are you suggesting there's famine going on in America?
No, I'm saying that as far as the growth rate of food on a world stage, I'm saying that more and more nations are in food shortages. And,
yeah, I'll hold you over. We can talk about this. Hang on, 800-259-9231. Certainly, I don't see any shortage around here, but prices are going up. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. The Cycle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. You can do it for as little as $3 a month. And what you should do is go to amp.freetalklive.com to, first of all, learn more about the program that I can tell you here in a few seconds. You'll learn about how we take the money in from AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We take that money in, and we use it to do just that, to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, as well as get more Internet listeners on board with the show, and thereby introducing new people every night of the week to the ideas of freedom and liberty. So if that sounds valuable to you, and if you think it's worth $3 a month, go to amp.freetalklive.com, and we'll throw in some perks to sweeten the pot, like access to the toll-free AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only chat room and forums. All of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And coming up here, starting tomorrow, one of the other things that the AMP program money is allowing us to do and has allowed us to do for the past few years is go to talk radio conventions. And tomorrow morning, that's what I'll be doing. I'll be driving down to New York City and meeting up with Mark, who's coming in from Las Vegas after a long, hard week of partying with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. We'll meet up in New York City, and we'll be attending the Talkers Magazine New Media Seminar. Now, I would not be able to afford to go to these industry conventions if it weren't for the AMP program. Plain and simple. It probably costs us about $1,500 per convention, maybe up to $2,000, depending on how far we have to travel for it. It can cost us at least $1,500 for the both of us to go to these things. The ticket for the convention alone is $400 a pop. But it's so valuable, because what you have to understand is, in the radio business, and it's a radio convention, so there's radio bigwigs and VIPs are all over the place, right? And what you have to understand is that if you're a radio program director, you get phone calls all week long from people trying to pitch a new show to you, whether it's some guy down the street or someone halfway across the country trying to pitch their show to get on the station. There's so many of them out there just scratching for as much airtime as they can possibly get. But only some of them go to the conventions. Only a handful of them go to the conventions. And so by going to the conventions, we can really stand out. We can be seen by the people that make big decisions. And being seen like that is very important. That's one of the reasons, it's the number one reason we go. We don't go expecting to sign any contracts with anybody or get anybody under agreement with the show. We just want them to meet us and talk to us and like us. So when they're looking for new programming, they think about Free Talk Live. The fact is, it's worked so far.
Has anyone asked you to join the Bilderberg group yet?
No, not yet. Maybe I've just been working the wrong crowd or something. Yeah. I don't know. But it's so great because over the past couple years, and I'm sure I'll have some reflections after this year's convention. There's always something worth talking about. But what we've seen is that the first year, we really had to be outgoing. Like, we had to go and shake a bunch of hands and introduce ourselves to people. Second year wasn't that important. We were more established in the radio marketplace at that point. We could relax quite a bit. People started coming up to us. Not a whole bunch of people, just, you know, one or two people during the convention. And same thing happened this year. We just relax now at this point. It's, hey, just having a good time seeing some of our people that we know and, you know, socializing with them. And then people who I've never met before will come up and approach. And it's a program director of so-and-so station somewhere, and he wanted to meet us. And, you know, that turns into, when we've had people approach us at the conventions, it turns into an affiliate every single time. Our new New York stations that we got on board earlier this month, five stations in New York City, New York, the Finger Lakes region. We met him at the Talkers Convention last year. He came up, approached me, and introduced himself, said he was a libertarian, and a year later, he's our new affiliate.
Yeah, so it's so important to get in front of people for those things.
It takes time.
Yeah, and a phone call isn't enough when someone doesn't know you.
It really helps to meet them in person, and that's what's going to be happening tomorrow. So Mark and myself will be off the show for 2 days, but that doesn't mean the Free Talk Live shows stop. We're going to continue bringing you live programming. Those of you who are podcast listeners will continue to get fresh podcasts to download because Julia and Gardner Goldsmith will be hosting both Friday and Saturday night's shows. So
nice.
It's going to be a good time. We keep the live programming going for you because we know that's what you want. All right, so 800-259-9231. Again, the AMP line is, or not the AMP line, but the AMP page is amp.freetalklive.com. Get on with the program. Let's go back to John in Ohio. John, you say you're confused. John? John, are you there? John going once? John going twice? Well, anyway, let's talk generally about what John was bringing up,
yes.
The alleged shortages that are going on from whatever the cause. I mean, he alleged it was some governments that were causing the shortages.
Meddling causes it. In this country, you've got the whole ethanol scandal when they're taking 25 and now a third of all the percent of all the all the corn to make ethanol for fuel, and of course that constrains the supply of food because you have to eat corn, you feed it to chickens, and you feed it to cattle. And then this new farm bill, I'm not sure if they passed it yet or not, but I know it does create some disincentives for farmers to grow food. They get paid to not produce on their land, basically.
So that, so the corn thing's probably, that's for sure. Like, there is a shortage. There is a shortage there, and so that is resulting in prices going up. But generally, I haven't noticed any drastic price increases on any other products out there. I mean, just everything's been going up in price. Corn's a factor there because it's raising. I mean, gas is a major factor there, too.
Sure,
prices
fuel.
Of gas are rising. Yeah. But then again, inflation is the real factor. And that's what we should really look at. When you go to the store and you put things in your shopping cart and you perceive that they're more expensive, it may actually be that they're not more expensive. It just appears that way because of the hidden costs of inflation. In case you don't know what that is, Wayne, why don't you explain briefly?
Well, it's when they increase the money supply and prices go up. But prices don't go up because, or in other words, a lot of people say that when prices go up, that's inflation. No, that's the symptom.
Nope.
It's not the cause. The cause is increasing the money supply relative to the number of goods and services available. That's the Austrian definition.
Exactly.
And what happens here is that all the currencies around the world right now are being debased, some worse than others. In the United States, it's been pretty bad. They cranked it up, man.
I feel like they've really increased the inflation rate, especially since they hid the M3 numbers recently.
Yes, and we were talking about John Williams a few days ago, who has privately compiled M3, and it's growing at around 18% now.
Oh, wow.
And it was growing at like 9% when they stopped reporting it, so it's doubled.
So is that basically what he's suggesting inflation is 18%?
Well, no, because that's the broadest measure of the money supply. So
I see.
Usually dial it back a few points because of
So at least 10% then.
Yeah, probably more than that, I would think.
12-13% maybe.
So it depends.
It's all speculation.
Yeah.
But the fact is you can see it in the rising prices where, you know, you can't buy things for a dime anymore. You can't get things at the prices you used to be able to get them at. I mean, I used to like the idea of getting 99 cent a pound cherries at the store, but good luck finding them that cheap ever again, you know?
I saw somebody wrote an interesting article about gasoline. And in the old days, you know, you could buy gasoline for a quarter, the real quarter, the old quarter, mm-hmm. the silver quarters. Well, a quarter of an ounce of silver will still buy a gallon of gasoline today.
Sure. So basically, what you're pointing out is that even though you look at the price tag and you see, oh, the price has gone up, that doesn't mean that in comparison to other products, the price has gone up. The
price, in dollars that's
right.
gone up.
So if the price of everything is going up, then the price, the actual cost hasn't really gone up as far as in comparison to other products. It has to you because you have not gotten raises that are appropriate to inflation. So everyone's always behind the ball when it comes to inflation because nobody, even those who get cost of living increases, they are not getting inflation-sized cost of living increases, the true value of inflation. They're getting less than that. So yes, prices are going up, and yes, it is getting more difficult to buy things, and it's because they keep printing more new money out, and the money goes to fund things like the war in Iraq.
And other wasteful programs.
Let's continue here. We've got short on time, but enough time for Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen. Hello, Stephen, going once. Stephen in Colorado, going twice.
Stephen.
Stephen's gone. 800-259-9231. So did we miss anything there, Wayne? Yes, prices are going up, but it's not because of greedy corporations. It's because of the government's manipulation of the money supply in the economy.
Yep.
It's because of government regulation.
There have been some stories of food riots in other countries, too.
Mm.
And again, a lot of it has to do with the manipulation of the money supply, the manipulation of even the food. But we have a fuel problem right now. We have a liquid fuel problem in this world that's going to not go away immediately. And the ethanol thing is basically trying to prop up the liquid fuel supply so that we don't have a breakdown of the economy. And, of course, we've gotten caught with our pants down yet again because we haven't let the marketplace work to develop alternatives, which could have been developed 20 years ago when we had the crisis in the 70s.
Yeah, we are stuck in the 70s as far as the fuel production capability of this country because the government has regulated businesses, the fuel businesses, to say you can't build new refineries. In fact, I think I heard that South Dakotan voters voted to build a new refinery. So I don't know how that's going to work in conflict with the feds. I don't think the feds are going to like that very much, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
Back tomorrow night, online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.